I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel and Gaza resumed fighting after a brief break to rush aid into the civilian populace, but no significant movement's been made toward peace. Sat7's David Harder says their team is trying to encourage the believers who are trapped there.
We've been running crawls across the bottom of the screen, urging our viewers to pray for the situation, that there would be peace in Gaza and around Gaza, where many people are being killed. We've also recorded prayers from some Christian leaders in the region.
These prayers send the message to the embattled remnant church: you are not alone. Keep praying that the peace of the gospel will reach many during this time. Elsewhere, an SIM relief shipment to Zimbabwe wound up being diverted to South Africa. The SIM Zimbabwe Hope for AIDS team redrew their plans when red tape stopped the shipment. Instead, they distributed the aid in two Zimbabwean refugee camps in Johannesburg and Messina. The team plans five more shipments of high-nutrition meals, as well as the distribution of seed, fertilizer, and Bibles. Pray that many would see Jesus as the bread of life through this project. And according to statistics, there are up to 200 million children who are classified as orphans around the world. Kids Alive is just one organization that's caring for them both physically and spiritually. President of Kids Alive, Al Lackey, says the ministry started back in 1916.
Our focus is to rescue orphans around the world and to give them care, bring them into the Kids Alive family and care for them until they're adults and productive, godly young men and women in their own country.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures, links, and expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.